Welcome to Waiting for Jesus. Each week we talk about your relationship with Jesus and hoping that you will have a more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. So what are you waiting for? Good morning. This is David Jopie, Waiting for Jesus. Our podcast today is focused on the question, what are you doing while you wait for the Lord? What are you doing to get ready for Jesus? You can invite people over and talk about your faith. Then you'd have a good reason to pray and read the Bible. You know, Paul writes that our citizenship is in heaven, and that we await a Savior from there, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Luke writes in Acts 17 that we are not very far from the Lord, for in Him we live and move and have our being. So we can reach out, and the Lord is nearby. All that who are baptized are called to faith. And in that call is the hope of salvation and the hope of glory. On you a great light has dawned. So the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And the kingdom of heaven is near. And that's the good news. Now the Lord is a shield and a refuge. And he makes us to dwell in safety. And he gives us health and heals all our illnesses. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So we have many reasons to be thankful for the Lord and for our relationship with God. And now I want to talk to you about faith. For the foreseeable future, we'll be talking about how faith in Jesus overcomes the world. He gives us victories, so our work is not in vain. And faith is all about a moment of truth, or coming to a knowledge of the truth. And the world is full of tragic, lawless, angry news on TV and in the newspaper, but truth and grace come from Jesus Christ. Now, faith reaches out and holds out onto that grace that comes from God. Through Jesus, God reveals himself and from the kingdom of heaven. And that's the good news. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So then, Jesus talks about himself as the shepherd, and we are his sheep, his flock. If you can get past the idea of being a flock before belonging to the omnipresent, all-knowing, and all-powerful God, then you might be able to listen to this voice, this scripture that he talks about. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." This is from John chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." In your relationship with Jesus, you know that he promises eternal life and salvation and righteousness. And those are gifts that make people fit for the kingdom of heaven. So that's what we are. We're followers of Jesus, fit for the kingdom of heaven. This podcast has been about waiting for the Lord Jesus and what we can do to get ready for him. It's simple. Just invite people over and talk to them about your faith. And hopefully Jesus will reveal himself and you'll have reasons to pray and read the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the chance to pray and to hear one of the I Am's about Jesus. Lord, we pray for people to hear the word and understand it and to bear works that are not in vain. In your holy name we pray. Amen.